LIDS is growing, and just in time for Conclave, it's the grand opening of LIDS Vatican City with a giant selection of your favorite ecclesiastical hats. We have Zucchettos, the Popey skull caps in white, red, and purple, mitres, your traditional tall, pointy Pope hat in precious, golden, and simple, plus papal tiaras, crowns, berettas, saturnos, and... yes, we carry an unnecessarily large selection of Yankee hats, too. If you're a follower of Francis, maybe you pull for Pius XII, or your ride or die as John Paul II, show your devotion with LIDS authentic game-worn Pope jerseys, plus autographed priest collars and Pope trading cards.
Cool! I got a Pope Leo X!
Collect all 266! It's the grand opening of LIDS Vatican City, open now next to the Sistine Chapel in the Holy Father Outlet Mall.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Hello, hello, hello.
It smells like feet.
And feet. Does smell like feet.
It is National No Socks Day.
Okay, take your socks off.
I'm not wearing socks.
I am not wearing my socks.
No Socks Day.
The idea of not wearing socks.
Today, we celebrate No Socks Day.
Happy National No Socks Day. Let's begin.
I mean, when you're married, that's pretty much every day. It's no... oh, wait, socks. Okay. I get it now.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, I tell you at the top of every show, and I'm going to tell you again, you simply enable the skill. You just do this one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can also get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. Waddle on up to the device and say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. Now, we do the live show on radio434.com, radio434 apps, and all that, and on the Alexa device, between 8 and 11-ish weekday mornings. A new show every single day. It's the same morning show that we've been doing for years and years and years and years, now 25 seasons strong. And then we record each one of those segments and all the interviews and stuff. And then we repack it at the end of the show. We repack it into a full-length podcast. You can find the podcast on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. I forgot to breathe. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, and even our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you will find the link to the podcast. All right. Oh, yeah. And all of our show segments are on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. They're all there. So the show open and top list and not headline news and five random facts and all the interviews and everything that we do, Stupid Criminals, Audio Vault, each one is on our Facebook Live, and it lives there at least, 30 days or so? So if you go to the Mike Show VA on the Facebook, on the Book of Face, all one word, no spaces, by the way, at the Mike Show VA. And that's good for our Instagram and our YouTube and wherever else on the social platforms. I just can't get into X anymore. Twitter. I can't. It's not a political thing. It's not anything. It just doesn't seem to interest me. It's like the TikTok. We're not going to get on the TikTok unless we get a young person. Jonathan, find me a young person. unless we get a young person on staff or an intern that really knows what they're doing, you know, we're probably never going to get on the TikTok. And if it is a thing that lives on like the Facebook, well, you know, maybe we should be on it. But I don't know anything about it, and I have no interest. I have no interest whatsoever in downloading it.
Hello.
Hi. Just none. I have no interest in being on that platform. But the kids love it. So, hey, who knows? All right. Again, get me a young person. We need an intern. We need a producer. We need a couple interns, and we need a street team is what we need. So let's get on that. Good God. Thursday edition of the program coming up. Kayla is going to join us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. And we're also going to talk about, now this is not Kayla and I, but we, you and I, us, the audience and the talk show host, we are going to talk about organ donation and specifically, I'm assuming living organ donors. There's a new survey out, and it said that 82% of people said they would share a big lottery win with friends and family, but just 39% would be willing to donate an organ. So, I mean, it's
nice Bieber.
Not that kind of organ.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
No, I mean, you know, your let's see, you know, a kidney or a part of your liver. I said a kidney.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, exactly. A lung, you know, something like that. Pancreas or intestine. You can donate those while you're living? You can donate a pancreas? You can donate intestine? I don't know, but we'll delve into this. We're going to talk about this. Plus our top list. Top reasons your kid will never donate an organ to you. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866, and please visit their website freeclinicva.org to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
The tax deadline is here. Remember, you can write off charitable deductions. This year, donate your kids to charity. Face it, they just use your Wi-Fi, beg for money, and eat your food. By donating your child to charity, you'll be able to deduct whatever you think they're worth. It doesn't matter about their age, grade, or size. Pickup is easy and free. You'll even get a vacation voucher for a romantic getaway for two to the Bahamas. Instead of spending your summer vacation at some theme park with thousands of other screaming urchins. Give your kids to the Charitable Deduction Network and get a bigger refund this year. One that you can share with your husband or wife and have peace and quiet and more money again.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, we are talking about donation and we are talking about kids later in top list, but we're not talking about donating your kids. Okay. We are talking about donating your organs.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. And okay, so how far would you go to help a loved one? All right. Would you share a major lottery win? Would you stand in line for them at the DMV? Would you donate a kidney? Or go even further and help them move? In a new survey, 82% of people said they would share a windfall of $100,000 or more with close friends and family. 62% would put their reputation on the line to act as a reference on an application or a resume. 53% said they would endure waiting in line at the DMV for somebody that they cared about, but just 39% would be willing to donate an organ. That's presumably a body organ while you are alive. So kidney, lung, portion of your liver, pancreas, or intestine. I didn't know you could give all those while you were living, but some reports suggest that 39% of donating an organ is low, but you could also look at it as a solid number because that's like, what, 2 in 5? And I know the DMV is a wretched place, but a lot more goes into being a living organ donor. So that brings us to our top list. With only 39% of people saying they would donate an organ for a loved one, well, find out why your child firmly belongs in the remaining 61% with today's list. It's our top list today. Top reasons your kid will never donate an organ for you. All right, here we go. Number one, you never put any of his finger paintings on your refrigerator. Forget Disneyland. You didn't even take him to Yogurt Yeti. Top reasons your kid will never donate an organ to you. You gave him one of those weird names with sinister vibes, like Xander with an X. Top reasons your kid will never donate an organ to you. As a baby, you always let her cry it out in the basement. Top reasons your kid will never, ever donate an organ to you. Instead of wasting money on a car seat, you made him curl up in the fetal position. Top reasons your kid will never donate an organ to you. You never let her play with the Barbies because they might be worth something on eBay in 60 years. Top reasons your kid will never, never donate an organ to you. She wanted a puppy. You didn't want a puppy, so you compromised and didn't get a puppy. Top reasons your kid will never donate an organ to you. You kept all the memories of him in a shoebox labeled "My Mistake." Top reasons your kid will never donate an organ to you. Know how the mailman has seen you so many times that he greets you by name? Yeah, the same went for Child Protective Services. Yeah. It's the Mike Show. Hi there. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The Academy of Country Music Awards airs live tonight. The lineup may change depending on those whose truck breaks down, dog dies, or wife leaves them. Reba McEntire is celebrating 50 years in country music. Over the decades, she's seen a lot of country music fads come and go. The most recent to go? Actual country music. The Golden Globes will add a category honoring podcasts this year. So congratulations, everyone on Earth is now eligible for a Golden Globe. And Sydney Sweeney was spotted partying at the MGM Grand Hotel, which means Las Vegas was briefly home to three spheres. This is not Headline News.
Nope, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really, really glad that you're joining us today. That was Tower Cam position. Was that two? I think that was two. they don't know it's up there, so I'm not going to tell them. Anyway, a website scoured social media to find things that foreigners like about Americans. And there's some interesting random responses. Let's do this from the bottom up, because that's the way I like to do it. I love how Americans greet each other by saying, "How you doing?" and then not answering back. My favorite, this is number 14. My favorite thing, I'm not going to read them all, but I'm just going to go through them. I love how Americans in movies just end phone calls without any further explanation. We do it in real life too, except in the Midwest. My favorite thing about Americans is how much they genuinely enjoy discussing the weather. Yes, but that's primarily in the Midwest. I love how Americans decorate for every season, especially yeah. Every season, every holiday, everything has decorations. So, my favorite thing about Americans is their extreme disgust for line cutters. I love the way Americans all have a favorite regional gas station. I love how Americans pronounce duty like duty. Duty. Let's see. I love how Americans have these mysterious, unexplained food substances called things like hot grits and sloppy joes.
Sloppy joe.
I love it when Americans say, "I got you." I do feel genuinely reassured. What else? I love how Americans say coffee. My favorite thing about Americans is how often football fields is used as a unit of measurement. And I love how Americans call their dogs stuff like Cooper and Tucker and Tanner. I have no idea what any of these names mean, but the dog is very cute. All right. There you go. The Mike Show. Coming up, we're going to get even more smarter with five random facts. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by one of my favorite things about America, Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads Games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. It used to be useless information, but we actually find a lot of it quite useful, so we changed it up. We cram your head full of it, usable information, and you can tell it back wherever you happen to be. It's really a mystery. Wherever you go, whoever you see, you can say these five random facts back. And somebody in your proximity is bound to say,
wow.
All right, here we go. Number one. On Tuesday night, Chicago Cubs closer Ryan Pressly became just the second pitcher in MLB history to allow 9-plus runs without recording a single out. I said without... The second was a Detroit Tigers pitcher named Hank Bowery against the St. Louis Browns way back in 1951. Number two. In the novel Forrest Gump, Forrest is 6'6" and 242 pounds. The author, Winston Groom, said he pictured John Goodman playing him in a movie. Number three. The oldest kitty cat in history is named Cream Puff. He lived to be 38 years and 3 days old. I hope Jerry the cat lives as long, if not longer, than Cream Puff. I hope I have to gift Jerry to somebody that he outlives me. I really do. Not like soon or anything. No, not soon. Anyway, that is the equivalent in human years of 169 years. Cream Puff passed away in 2005. Number four. When a mosquito bites you, it needs to clear room in its body for the blood. So, it pees on you.
You idiot!
No, I don't have a thing for that. But it pees on you. I mean, good Lord. Yep, there he goes. It's just peeing on you. And number five, I love this. The longest running live action sitcom in TV history is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I'll say it again. Live action sitcom in TV history. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It will begin its 17th season in July and has already been cleared for at least one more season. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts. All right. It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition, or as we like to call it around here, Friday Eve. So I wanted to share something with you guys. You all know Mr. Bill Bodine. Bill is a member of our program. Bill is just an all-around great guy. And Bill just celebrated his 70th birthday party. And I need to find this. Oh, maybe it's not on his site. Yeah, okay. Hey, let me... Sorry. Sorry. All right, here we go. All right, I got it. I got the graphic. Okay. Here we go. So, Bill just celebrated his 70th birthday, and we are going to host his party at Three Roads this Friday from 5 until 9 p.m. We have live music that's going to be Megan and Brandon. They were part of our Noteworthy Music Challenge. I know you've met Bill, and I know you've watched him. At the very least, you've watched him on our show. And Bill is just a great guy. He's an actor with Wolfbane Productions and other local groups. He's my best bud. So come on out, help him celebrate his 70th birthday with us. At Three Roads, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. There's no cover charge or anything. You just come, hang out. And I think, and I hope, that it'll be ready in time. Let me see. Okay. Oh. Oh, wait. Let me see. Is there a... All right. this is gonna, man, I don't want to share this quite yet. I really don't want to share this quite yet because I don't want Bill to see it. But I have a special gift that we're working on. I have a special gift that we're working on, and I... Okay, I just got the rough sketch from a very, very good friend who has done some illustrations for us in the past. That's all I'm going to say about it. Okay, all right. This is too cool. But you have to come out. You have to come out to Three Roads and celebrate with Bill Bodine Friday night, okay? From 5 until 8, or 5 until 9 p.m., we're going to be hanging out. Megan and Brandon Music. It's going to be a great time. So please, please to be joining us. You do not have to RSVP, and you do not have to pay a cover charge or anything like that to just come and hang out with us for Bill Bodine's 70th birthday. All right. What's coming up next? Oh, yeah. We have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way.
Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program that brings us Kayla from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. You guys are, you never stop. You're like you're like the Terminator of business. You just keep going and going and going. You've got Small Business Week this week?
Yeah, so this week is National Small Business Week, and so we are just promoting that a little bit, just encouraging people to shop locally, shop small business this week if you're shopping. If not, there are still other things that you can do to help support these businesses, just letting people know, you know, about the business. Word of mouth is huge, especially in an area like this, or just sharing a Facebook post, commenting on a Facebook post, anything like that can really make a difference in these small businesses. Communities.
Absolutely. And there are so many small businesses. Small business represents the backbone of our economy. And we all know this. The big box stores, you know, they're fine for something. Amazon is fine for something. But these small businesses, these are your neighbors. These are your friends. These are people that are part of your family and part of your community. And they all bring a unique perspective to the business community. And regardless of what they're selling, it's always, you know, somebody's special take on it. So you have on your web or on your Facebook page a way that folks can tag a small business and they can actually win something.
Yeah, so we've been doing this giveaway for a couple years now, and it's always really popular. So we have a raffle up right now. Like you said, it's on the Facebook page. I just pinned it, so it should be at the top if you go to our Facebook page. All you have to do is comment and tag a small business in the comments of that post, and we're going to do a raffle tomorrow, and one small business is going to win a free chamber membership for a whole year. So you get access to every single member benefit within the chamber by winning this raffle.
That is that's a really, really cool prize, actually. All right. So, folks, everybody, just go on the Facebook page. If you own or manage a business, if you're not a chamber member yet, or if you know a business that you would like to tag, by all means, get on there and do it. Go to Bedford Area Chamber's Facebook page. But wait, there's more. You're not done yet. No. So it might be a little early to be thinking about Christmas. We could think about Christmas in July, or we could think about the real Christmas. What do you guys have coming up, and what can folks get involved with?
Yeah, so we are hosting our 12th annual Christmas market this year. This is just an incredible community event. We're able to, you know, work with so many of these small businesses, local businesses, and it's just a great way for everyone to connect with our community. So it is a little bit early, but for those craft vendors out there, they like to get their schedule ready to go for the holiday season. So this year, our Christmas market is going to be on Saturday, November 8th from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. And we're actually hosting it at Anxious for Nothing this year, which is a nonprofit organization right here in the heart of downtown Bedford. It's great parking. We'll have no issues kind of getting your booth set up and getting you in the building and that kind of thing. So we're really excited about this change in venue. And like I said, the exhibitor registration is open right now. We're actually doing an early bird rate if you register by June 1st. So if you go to our website, it's bedfordareachamber.com. You'll see the chamber or the Christmas market information. We do ask that you apply for this market. It just helps us make sure that we don't have a bunch of the same types of businesses at the market. So if you'll just fill out that application, then our director of marketing and events will reach out to you and let you know that you've been approved. And then you can go ahead and register, and you know that date is set, and we'll be in touch closer too.
This, you know what? I love planning, and I love things that are planned well in advance. And I don't mean well in advance time-wise. Well, that's something too, but planned well and in advance. So this is great. You guys are doing a fantastic job. So if you are a vendor and would like to be a vendor at the Bedford Area Chamber Christmas Market, go on the website, fill out the vendor application. Very cool. And what's the date again?
This year it is Saturday, November the 8th.
Okay. And then the fee again for early bird registration?
The fee for early bird, I believe, is $65, and that is through June 1st.
Okay. So get on the website, bedfordareachamber.com. If you're not a member of the Bedford Area Chamber, tag that post on their Facebook page. You may win a free membership for the entire year. And even if you don't win, sign up, become a member of the Bedford Area Chamber, because there are 400 some businesses that you could be networking with. That's thousands of business contacts that you might not be doing business with. If your goal in 2025 was to grow your circle, it's a great way to do it. And you don't have to physically be located in Bedford or the county or the town.
Yeah, exactly. We have about 70% to 75% of our members who are in Bedford County, and the other 25% to 30%, most of them are in Campbell County. You can actually be anywhere and take advantage of our benefits. And we do, you know, several different events. We try to space them out as much as we can. And then, of course, all of our marketing and exposure opportunities, you really don't have to be right here in Bedford for those to work for you. So if you have something that you would like help with, or you think the chamber might be able to help you with, please reach out to us. We'd be glad to talk to you in more detail and try and figure out what really could work with you with chamber membership.
Absolutely. Well, Kayla, each and every Thursday, either Kayla or Foster joins us on the program. We really appreciate it. We appreciate everything that your organization does. We will talk to you again next week.
All right. That sounds good.
All right. It is the Mike Show coming up. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Alrighty, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, what do moms really want this Sunday? Well, a recent survey said they just want to sleep.
This Mother's Day, give mom what she really wants. Welcome to The Napping Place, the only spa where moms experience the rarest indulgence known to womankind. Forget massages and flowers. Here we specialize in complete, uninterrupted unconsciousness. Sure, dads do it every day. We just made it a luxury, The Napping Place. Book now before she wakes up.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Mother's Day is Sunday.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
Mother. I hope you have a happy Mother's Day. I'm just making sure you got my card. Did you read what it said, Mother? Mother! I tried to pick you out a funny one, but they were all picked over.
Oh, Dwight. Yep. All right. Yeah, don't forget to get a card at Kroger before they're all picked over. Let's go to viral videos. So this clip sounds funny enough, but it's the facial expressions of one of the guests that makes it a viral video. This is from a morning TV chat show in the UK. There they are. They're talking about people who go on trains and planes with nothing to read or watch. But it's the terms they're using that has one guest staring off, knowing that they have double meanings. The person snickering recorded this on his cell phone. Here, listen.
It is called barebacking. So, you know, like horse riding? So this is called barebacking, yeah. Where they travel without anything. So no backpacks, no digital devices.
I began doing this a few years ago, and I was called a raw dog. I said, why are you called a raw dog? You're living life in the raw.
Yes.
Getting back to reality and just feeling the moment.
Yep. Now, I've heard of raw dogging as well.
This can be dangerous. I've seen this on the
other. I bet she has. He's Ryan Clark. He has a very distinct look. Even though barebacking and raw dogging are current terms for travelers, well, they also stand for condomless sex. I mean,
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Lord. Let me help you with that.
Mm-hmm. Here's a new TikTok video. It's going viral because of its funny take on the search for a new pope.
With the number one pick in the 2025 National Catholic League Pope Draft, the Saints have traded to the Cardinals. And with that number one pick, the Vatican Cardinals select wide redeemer, Pier Battista Pizzaballa, Jerusalem.
Oh, boy!
Listen to this crowd.
Oh, baby!
All right. So while reporting on the conclave, speaking of the Pope, a CBS News anchor accidentally said something vulgar when talking about the Cardinals who will be voting on the new Pope. Check out what he said.
The one thing we know they're not doing is checking Instagram because their devices have all been confiscated.
I believe the kids call it raw dogging it if you're going to go through a long period of time with no electronic device.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Anyway, all right, so raw dogging is now today's episode name. It's come up twice. We have rules about this. Oh, all right. Hold on. Yes. What? Sorry. I know I'm derailing it. I apologize. What episode? 88? Why is she calling? Alright. Maybe she heard me talking about raw dogging. Raw dogging. Alright. Hello? I'm doing the show right now. Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, hi. So, where were we? Oh, yeah. Skip that. Oh, this is dumb. There's a new TikTok trend where kids are shoving sharp objects into different ports of their school-supplied Chromebooks to get them to set on fire. Here's Fire Chief DJ Zordon and Dr. Maureen Brummett, superintendent of the Newington High School in Connecticut, talking about the issue.
It's more than just a trend, you know. It causes a lot of disruption.
It became clear that the damage was done intentionally, that it wasn't a malfunctioning Chromebook, but rather a student had intentionally done things to it that caused it to smoke and eventually melt.
The batteries that are essentially catching on fire, once they burn, they're producing this toxic smoke.
Good Lord. Let's see. Skip that. We going to comedian? Yep, we are. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Let's get ready for Mother's Day with some stand-up comedy about moms. Here's comedian Kendra Cunningham.
I love my mother. She lives up in Boston, and I live here. And I wish I could say that I missed her, but she doesn't really give me the opportunity to, you know what I mean? Like, she calls me 15 times a day. But every time I go back, she loves to take me on these memory lane drive-bys, and they always start out very warm and inviting, and by the end, they're, like, morose and frightening, you know? And they always start with the parish. She's like, oh, you remember the parish, don't you? Nice memories there. You were baptized, confirmed. Oh, and here's the high school. Remember you got drunk and you knocked your front tooth out? You made your mother cry. Do you remember how you made your mother cry? And then it goes on to have something that has nothing to do with me. She's like, remember that guy got murdered over here? Yeah. They never found his torso. You and your sister were out late that night, but I didn't ask any questions. I love you unconditionally. Remember that.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we're going to get stupid with your stupid Cupid Criminals in Da News, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. All right, we got a bunch. Man, oh man. Let's start with this one. Click. There we go. We've heard of people breaking into cars in the police department's parking lot, but this was even wilder. Two people in Connecticut were busted for prostitution.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
And they made it really, really easy on the police. They were caught because they were getting it on in a sports car that was blocking the driveway to the police station. And this was in, this wasn't in the middle of the night. It was at 12:30 p.m.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Seriously, the police tried to pull into the parking lot, couldn't, so they approached the parked car, saw the naughtiness happening inside, and told the people to get themselves under control and step out of the vehicle. A 34-year-old man and a 48-year-old woman were arrested. In addition to the lewdness, they were hit with DUI, drug charges, and improper parking. What else? Here we go. A 39-year-old woman in Florida named Allison Swan.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
Is facing battery charges for allegedly attacking her wife with a fist full of nachos. Oh, God. Okay, so should it be... Ooh, raw dogging with a fist full of nachos. Raw dogging with a fist full... No, fish? Fist full of nachos. Okay. Let's see. It happened at their home in Port St. Lucie on Saturday around 3 a.m. Allison was playing video games in the living room, saw her wife making nachos in the kitchen. 3 a.m. nachos. Guessing alcohol may have been involved. The wife, who's 40, told police Allison told her it was too late to eat and made a comment about her weight. So they started arguing. Then Allison grabbed a handful of cheesy nachos. I'm changing it to cheesy. A fistful of cheesy nachos. This the episode name is getting better and better and better with every story that I read. With every new line of the story. Anyway, take two. Allison grabbed a handful of cheesy nachos and shoved them down the back of her wife's pants. She was changing into new pants. She said Allison attacked her. pushed her against the wall, slammed her head into the floor. She ended up with a knot on her forehead. She also said Allison held her down and used her fingers to fish hook her by the cheeks, all while telling her she was the one in charge. At some point in all this, the wife managed to call a friend. They called police, who showed up and arrested Allison for domestic battery. She tried to claim her wife was just drunk and rolled around in the nachos after throwing them against a wall, but parts of her story didn't line up, and police said they found nacho cheese inside the victim's pants. She's not allowed to have any contact with her wife for now, but they live together, so police said she could go get her stuff if they went with her. It's not clear, but they might also work together. Both of them are registered nurses. Good Lord, man, oh man. What else? We got this one. There is a Turkish town called Lice. Okay, I think it's Lice. It could be Lice, but it's spelled Lice. It has about 25,000 people in it, and they all got high inadvertently. After the authorities there burned more than 20 tons of seized cannabis, and they burned it in the town center. It happened back on April 18th, two days before 420. People say there the air became thick with weed smoke for 5 days, forcing residents to keep the windows closed and avoid going outside. Officials didn't burn the weed in an incinerator. They arranged the bags in the shape of a letter spelling out the name of the town, and that's why the smoke got out of control. It's unclear whose bright idea that was. The marijuana had been confiscated over the previous 2 years, and get this, they say it was valued at more than $261 million in U.S. money. How about this? A woman in England.
Hello!
Just won a big settlement after one of her co-workers compared her to Darth Vader. Lorna Rook.
Hello!
Or Rook. Was working as a supervisor at a blood donation center in 2021 when a handful of people on her team took an online personality test just for fun. It was a Myers-Briggs test with a Star Wars theme, the type of jokey thing you might find on BuzzFeed. It was supposed to tell you which Star Wars character you were. She was on the phone and wasn't around to take the test herself, so one of her co-workers answered the questions for her, then announced to everyone that Lorna had a Vader-like personality. The test actually spun it in a good way. It said being a Darth Vader meant you were very focused, a very focused individual who could bring teams together. But Lorna said it made her feel unpopular at work. She quit the next month and filed a lawsuit, which, let's be honest, is totally something Vader would do. The judge just heard the case and basically ruled that it created a hostile work environment. They said Darth Vader is a legendary villain of the Star Wars series, and being aligned with his personality is insulting. They awarded Lorna right around $40,000. Is there good news, or do we have another story here? Thought we had one more. No, we did that one. Let's do this one. A man in Chicago discovered alleged squatters in his recently purchased property and couldn't get them to leave, so he decided to move in with them. Here's Marco Valiquez telling the story.
I said I'm not moving out, and I said at the one point they gotta leave, they gotta get tired of us being in the property. I called a couple of friends, stay overnight, and I knew they were not gonna like that. We stayed in the living room, we were washing all the time the door. They stayed in one of the bedrooms. We wouldn't want to give them money, but we heard, you know, really bad stories about squatters taking over properties.
Yeah. He ended up giving them $4,000 to leave. Good Lord. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Okay, so we hear about so many ridiculous and horrible TikTok things. Well, this woman created a viral TikTok about advertising her friend and ended up getting her a long-distance boyfriend. Now the friend is getting married, and the woman who created the TikTok is a bridesmaid. Here's Alex talking about her friend Katie's wedding and viral video telling her all about it. Here, listen.
My name is Alex. I'm the girl who advertised my friend to the internet. I made a TikTok video for her about 3 years ago. Talked to a few guys from the application. Ended up hitting it off with a guy named Nick from Florida, whose friend actually filled out the application for him. I didn't actually think the relationship would work. We're in Washington. He's in Florida. About a year ago, he left his whole life in Florida, moved to be with my friend Katie. And in just a couple days, they will be married. I'm one of Katie's bridesmaids, preparing for the couple days before she gets married. Nick and his friends are also in another house, and we're all here. Two worlds collided, all because I made a video for my friend advertising her to the internet. You never know where life's gonna take you, but try things. Most importantly, advertise your friends. Don't be afraid.
Okay. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs, and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. And don't forget, it is the United Way Day of Caring coming up. Take two. It is the United Way Day of Caring coming up. You can learn more by visiting their website, UnitedWayCV.org. If you're a nonprofit organization and you have something that needs done at either your office or on your property, it can be anything. It could be mulching. It could be weeding the garden. It could be painting an office or doing filing work. Just something that, you know, nonprofit organizations, especially the small ones, they don't necessarily have the resources or the time to get everything done in a year. And things, you know, especially mundane tasks like that, you know, tend to just pile up. And they don't have the resources or manpower to tackle them. Well, the United Way organizes a whole bunch of volunteers that will go out and tackle these projects. So if you are a nonprofit and would like to sign up, visit UnitedWayCV.org. If you are a person or a business that would like to volunteer and maybe do service hours, volunteer as a team building exercise or whatever, you can do that too by visiting the website UnitedWayCV.org. All right, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away! Go away!
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local
Radio
434.